fun stuff. Once again, we are up on Ustream, but now I'm having a problem with the pop-out chat. They want me to log into that, which we've never had to do before. It's part of the show. I love Ustream. They are such bad people when it comes to making things simple. So it's January 6th, Day of the Beast, Thursday. And we have the Beast on the sidekick. Steve is on the other side over there, and Buddy Boo is here. And are you there, Steve?
Yes, I am.
How's everything shaking on the bacon?
Everything seems to be okay. It's been rather busy here for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're doing a lot of good stuff here. A lot of energy
happening,
work.
I guess
and
you,
a lot.
You were going to do the show last week and decided that you'd take the day off, huh?
Yeah.
So what did you do? Go and get a massage?
Well, actually, I did get a massage, but not that day. What I did was just rest and meditate. I needed some time to myself. And it feels good taking a day off. It feels good taking a couple days off. So.
Yeah,
really
well,
nice.
I took 2 weeks off because I wanted to finish out Christmas and the New Year.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've logged in 3 times to the pop-up chat with Ustream.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it might eventually work. It didn't ask me for a login anymore. By the way, Wesley said that you didn't go out and visit him yet.
No, I have not.
I asked him. I thought you'd been up there by now.
No, not yet. I have intentions of doing that, and I will do that. I just haven't had a chance to do it.
Yeah, he's kind of looking forward to seeing you, I think.
Oh, that's terrific. I'll make sure that I get down in the next few weeks.
Yeah, that would
be a lot of fun.
So what do you think of the current news that's going on right now?
Well, I'll tell you, what's really interesting is the change from Democrat to Republican in the House.
Yeah.
And that's not a good thing.
Yeah, well, the Republicans all have jobs.
Yeah.
And run business.
So that's not really a good thing. And I feel heartbroken that that happened already.
Yeah.
It just, it's really sad. It's very sad to have something like that happen. Hopefully, hopefully people will be able to see what's really going on. So it's not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all. So I guess the thing that bothers me more than anything is the epidemics that are happening here and things that are happening around with the flus and different medications are giving children and different medications are giving adults, and it's just not good.
Yeah, they're trying to kill people, as you know.
Yes, they are.
It's getting pretty obvious now.
Well, it's a shame when they start shooting things in there that people really don't even know what they're getting. And
they get lots of mercury fulminate, you know.
It's terrible.
And that's what destroys your brain. That's the first thing they give you. They call it a preservative. Yeah. It completely puts you in the Alzheimer's situation, you know.
Yes. Yes.
And then there's a bunch of other chemicals. I have a list in my book of what was in Tamiflu, and there were so many different toxins in Tamiflu, I'd have to pull the book out to remember them all. But it was two-thirds, toxins.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It's pretty bad. I just, I was reading, actually, your book now about the different things over the years and trying to get rid of a lot of people. I mean, this goes way back. It's just not something that started back in the 40s and 50s.
No, it goes way back. Everything went downhill.
Yep.
It did.
It's really, really something else. Bubonic plague is still prevalent in more
than
20 countries.
A lot of that stuff came out of Fort Lewis and Fort Riley and back there on the East Coast where you're at.
Yeah. Pretty sad when you look at it.
We almost went to Florida this year, but do a show. That would be in March. I was invited down there to speak, and you could have come down, but we decided we didn't want to have a cavity search. This wasn't worth it.
Really?
Have you had a cavity search yet from the TSA?
No, because I don't fly, so I don't have that issue. But I know a couple people that have felt up pretty good, and they felt very disgusted about it.
Yeah, they get all the guys feel the girls up, and the girls feel the guys up. That's how they do it, you know.
You know, it's not really fair.
No, it's not.
Not really fair at all.
It's what they do, though. You know, yeah. It's. I think they like the smell of ass on their fingers. That's the best way I can describe it, because I know they're always
crazy.
Sipping their gloves afterwards. You know, I've seen that. You know, and that's kind of sad.
That's very sad.
Yeah.
Very, very sad.
Really crazy. So have you been watching CNN lately?
Not really. I've been rather busy. I get home around 8 o'clock, 8:30 at night, and I go in the bedroom and read a little bit, and I fall asleep.
So you're a quick sleep expert.
Well, I am. But, you know, it's really funny. I remember some of the swine flus that we had.
Oh, yeah, and, that was all man-made.
Of course, and it's terrible. I remember going up to Canada. I was having my teeth done up there, as a matter of fact, and it was 50% less than it was in the United States then. And instead of paying $15,000 to have my bridges done down here, I paid $7,000 up there.
Oh, yeah, you get half price.
Right, and also that they were using better materials, so the latest materials from Germany. So that was really, really good stuff. So I still go up there for my treatments and stuff like that. I just don't want to get involved down here. But I remember going up there, and the reason I remember that is because they had one of the flus there. You had to walk in. You had to have a mask on. You had to have rubber gloves on. You had to have everything in this hospital that I went to. And they were scared to death. I mean, you know, the poor Chinese people, the Japanese people, some of them had this flu that were killing people there. It was terrible. It was not fun. So I remember doing that. I remember washing my hands. I remember doing a lot of things. And they wanted to know if you had any vaccines. Of course, I told them I had vaccines because, you know, they wouldn't let you through otherwise. So,
yeah, when I worked for the National Health Federation for 20 years giving lectures,
right?
Vaccine manuals. Matter of fact, I gave one to Rebecca today on how to not have to take the day.
Really?
Get involved, yeah.
Wow.
And mercury is one of the main toxins that they use, and I'll ring up a bunch of chemicals here in a minute.
Well, I have the inside track here, and I was just reading about the influenza, the H1N1 that came from northern China and spread rapidly and killed a lot of people there. And, of course, it spread over here. So, but it's all man-made.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
It's amazing you can see what's going on out there right now. The attacks that are going on by the researchers. You know, I started out years ago lecturing about this stuff. And the first thing we went after was fluoride because it gives you cancer.
Right.
And then, you know, they still put fluoride in the water. Now, having a little bit of fluoride on your toothbrush is one thing, but having it in your water supply is deadly. You know. It's like hydrogen peroxide, you know, when you have an infection or to prevent one. But the bottom line is you don't drink it in your water every day.
Right, right.
And then we went to the malathion thing because it wasn't Agent Orange wasn't killing enough people in Vietnam. So they decided to bring it up here and create the med fly. Once they created
Bell. And
what?
He was I remember Art Bell talking about that on the radio maybe about 7-8 years ago when the boys came back and the ladies came back from Vietnam also from Saudi Arabia that they had the they had some of those flus and even the orange what was it called? Agent Orange?
Yeah.
And it was killing a lot of people here. and they never said anything about it. So the people that came home had Agent Orange, and their families were dying, and never said anything about it in the public.
Yeah.
So it's really a shame that people don't really know what's actually going on. So it's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Well, if you would have been watching CNN in the last days and Headline News, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, he's an English doctor.
Right.
Anderson Cooper, he's been on a lot of shows. And he is the one that's exposing the different vaccines that create autism in people.
Yes.
Children.
Yes.
Because it's always a form of heavy metal poison. So I'm recommending everybody get this book. It's called Callous Disregard, Autism and Vaccines, The Truth Behind a Tragedy.
Yeah.
Jenny McCarthy wrote the foreword in it, and Andrew J. Wakefield wrote the the book.
Okay.
And what's really interesting is that because he had conducted all this research in England, the drug companies ganged up on him and took his medical license away over there.
Really?
Which is completely understandable, because that's how these socialistic fascism systems work. And we had, at the National Health Federation, we had so many people over the years, Bruce Halstead, who was doing oral chelation and IV
mm-hmm.
chelation
mm-hmm.
on our staff. He got busted, is raided, and FDA took all his records and then filed no charges. Because he was preventing heart attacks.
Wow.
And heart attacks, big business. And if you start taking all the colloidal materials out of the and cholesterol deposits, out of the bloodstream, which oral chelation and IV chelation will do, your heart's not going to quit on you. You know, you don't have to have bypass surgery. So that's a big business. And then, of course, they went after Harold Manor. Back years ago when he started pushing Laetrile for cancer, because cancer is, one out of four people in the workplace are automotive, work in the automotive industry in some way, shape, or form, and the cancer industry is like one out of three, and that's a huge industry. So Dr. Harold Manor threatened that one, and it just goes on and on and on,
Yes, yes.
So
I'm reading an article here about Dr. David Williams,
who's
a doctor, and Dr. David Williams, it's in your book, The Inside Track.
Yeah.
And what was interesting is that the vaccinations actually cause more damage than the flu. The swine flu vaccine fiasco of 1976 showed the vaccines that were really bad. I mean, they were really... And one soldier, a virus that killed only one soldier in Fort Dix, New Jersey. Unfortunately, the vaccine crippled approximately 500 Americans with degenerative neurological disorders.
Yeah.
Guillain-Barré syndrome is just incredible. It's a very, very bad disease. But it's crazy. I mean, it's just they haven't really been honest with us. They really want to kill us.
Oh, yeah.
These vaccines.
Yeah.
Just crazy. But I think part of the issue is the stuff that's in the vaccines that have nothing to do with the vaccines. I forget the list. I remember.
Well, the Tamiflu. Remember the Tamiflu when they had the, which is basically a bioweapons 3 drug, depending on the concentration. And they tried to... promoted in Spain, Germany, England, France, and one other country, and they caught it just in time because it wasn't the vaccination version, but the actual bioweapons version that the vaccination is supposed to prevent against, and that went out, and it got into a laboratory. That was when, I think it was a Baxter out of Austria was manufacturing it, and they sent it out, and one of the guys, hey, come on, man. Relax a little bit. One of the guys had his weasel, or his hamster, his weasel died.
Mm-hmm.
Was it his ferret? He had a ferret.
Right.
And it got a hold of some of it and ate it and died.
Right, right.
And so they were about to kill 5 million people with the avian flu, you know?
Yeah. That's really crazy.
Yeah.
I just don't understand where they're going with all this. I mean, if they want to kill her, I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Just absolutely insane.
Yeah, so evidently, Andrew Wakefield's father was a neurologist. His mother was a general practitioner. So he came from a family of doctors. And he studied medicine at St. Mary's over in England
right.
In 1981. And he was also a fellow in the Royal College of Surgeons. And then he studied under the Wellcome Trust. Now,
right.
The Wellcome Trust, you got to understand, is Bayer. So, you know, Bayer Aspirin. And, hey, come on, man. Is this your show or mine? I'm just trying to take over here. Now, listen a little bit. Here, have a glass of have some juice. Okay? So, anyway, now he hasn't done a show in 3 weeks. He's seen himself on the camera, and he's all fired up, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because he's a real ham here. And so, anyway, I'm losing my train of thought here because he's taking over here. But where was I at? I was trying to. I got too many things going on. But anyway, he started doing this, this work, and
right.
And he was working with parents. And now what they're trying to do is say that he projected. He had personal interest in the fact that hey, drink some stuff. He had personal interest in the fact that he had developed some homeopathic remedies and was trying to get a patent on them,
right?
For the prevention of smallpox is a big one right now, and whooping cough is really big over here in America.
Right.
Yeah, it's whooping cough, which there hasn't been any whooping cough around in a long time, but suddenly they hate whooping cough, so they can dump autistic. Potions into these vaccines.
Well, I think the Tamiflu is very interesting because some of the byproducts that they're using for pregnant women, children, and the elderly are highly toxic and poisonous. And they are they produce PCP and angel dust.
And they have cyclodine in there, and they also have albumin, which is the thing in eggs that makes you allergic. And if you have any allergic to any dairy product, allergy to that, they recommend you don't do it. Yet they tried to put more martial law on us last summer.
Right.
Do it, but too many people balked at it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So it's really sick. I mean, it's not really fair to the pregnant people. I mean, the pregnant women are just...
Well, it causes a deformed child. It can cause a deformity in child.
Absolutely.
We need. What I'll probably do, if this gets pretty deep, I'm going to get Leonard Horowitz on the show because he has his own show, I think, on here anyway. But
yeah,
we need to get his comments because he can really really go ahead and beam us in to what's really going on.
I guess Donald Rumsfeld is involved pretty deeply.
Yeah, he owns
stuff.
He owns 45% of Searle.
Yeah.
Which makes Tamiflu. He drove the stock. He has 5 million shares of stock.
Right.
Drove the stock up from $5 or $4.50 a share to $45 a share last.
Right, right. I think he invented or he put on the market aspartame.
Yeah. That started out when he was... defense minister under Gerald Ford.
Okay.
Way back when Ford was president. And immediately he fired the FDA commissioner under Ford's administration and started pushing his drugs through the FDA primarily asparidine, which causes cancer. But I've actually had patients that I've personally treated with, you know, get them off of that shit. And one guy almost had to be institutionalized. We caught him just before the ambulance would have been the next step for him. He was so screwed up on it. And he was a wealthy business entrepreneur, and I got him off of it, and I had to fight to keep him off of it because he liked to drink iced tea with that in it. I mean, his thing was he didn't drink alcohol much. All day long he'd work drinking iced tea with asparidine in his office.
Yeah.
And doing his big deals, he needed the speed effect of the iced tea. But pretty soon he was getting cloudy, and he couldn't function anymore. He was absolutely – so then he was getting ready to turn to sedatives and stuff, which is even worse.
Yeah.
I said, we get you off the asparidine. And, you know, I got him off of it. It took me 2 weeks to wrestle him with it. And then when he was off for 2 weeks, he says, I'll never touch that again. I'm back to normal. I said, yeah, now you see what it does.
Yeah.
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 And he was
crazy.
A 60-year-old guy. It really affects the elderly more than it does the young kids.
Yeah.
Because their metabolism cannot handle. So anyway, Donald Rumsfeld, he fired the FDA commissioner. And, got asparidine approved, but the FDA wouldn't approve it. They absolutely knew it was poison.
Right.
And, it's killed so many people. And because he put this other guy in during Ford's administration, and he's controlled the FDA ever since and controls it even now to a degree.
Yeah.
Probably not as much. But he was our defense secretary, whatever, twice.
Yep.
Once under Ford and once under Bush. But, Yeah, he's bad news.
It's real sad. It's real sad. But PCP is an additive, I believe, that they use.
Well, it's phencyclidine.
Yeah.
It's a hypnotic. It's a hypnotic drug that puts you in a trance.
Right.
And it's sort of like Effexor has it. Prozac has it. But they don't have it in the strength that you'll find it in Tamiflu.
Right, right.
So what happens is it gradually puts the brain to sleep, and the side effect is called homicidal ideation. And that means you're going to commit suicide and take somebody with you.
Yeah.
And it even claims on the label, the medical people even claim that's a side effect.
Yes.
People don't read the fine print.
Yes.
Of somebody's dead or a family's dead, you know.
Right, right. Really, really, it's a shame.
Yeah.
I guess there's some really strong stuff in the Tamiflu, like cyclohexane and cyclohexene.
Yeah, piperidine and cyclohexane are two of the chemicals that are in it.
And they have, let's see here, sodium saccharin, sodium benzoate, which is...
Benzoate, yeah, that's a preservative.
Right. Sodium dihydrogen citrate, sorbitol, titanium dioxide. It gives it a tutti frutti flavor.
Right.
Maltoxin. It's all junk.
Yeah.
It's absolute junk.
Yeah.
Ugh. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
But it can really get you sick.
Yeah. The thing is, with just a few changes, it becomes a bioweapon 3.
Wow.
Yeah, and what's his name? I'm trying to remember the name of the doctor that created it. He created it back in 1987, the avian flu. And I, in the book that you've got that I wrote, it explains how easy it is to generically mate human DNA and animal DNA together to create... immune system threatening diseases.
Right, right.
And I explain the chemistry in there, how to do it, which is quite interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
It's not that hard. People think it's some, you know, completely different secret, you know, government lab project, but it's not. You can do it in your kitchen if you know what you're doing.
Right, right.
And that's what these guys do.
It's really crazy.
Yeah. When I was working with Leonard Horowitz, he came under fire, but he didn't get the heat that Andrew Wakefield is, because
he wasn't in a practice. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And he wasn't claiming to be a medical doctor, but he was claiming to be a PhD without a practice. So they couldn't really go after him.
You know, right.
He still is.
Yeah. He's quite an interesting man. I've heard him a few times. I remember seeing him in New York once, and actually twice. And he's a very interesting man.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about vaccines, probably more than anybody I've ever talked to. Except maybe for you.
Yeah. He was going to college when I started talking about eggs being manufactured from a cattle bovine virus and a sheep this new virus. And the first epidemic of AIDS was injected into homosexuals in San Francisco, 2,000 of them, under the hepatitis B vaccine. That's how that one came out. That was in 1979.
Right, right.
And that started AIDS. 2,000 people basically died from it. And then it spread from there. You know, spread down to Africa and everywhere else. And they did the same thing with the Ebola. Ebola was launched in Zaire, Africa, in 1976.
Right.
At a mission that was run out of Belgium by a couple of fathers, priests, and five nuns. And what happened was, hey, come on, man, dude. So anyhow, what happened was they treated dysentery down there and malaria a lot, you know.
Yes.
So one afternoon in 76, about three people showed up, and they were treating them. They had symptoms of malaria and dysentery, they didn't. They treated them that way with, you know, I forget the, I'm trying to remember the name of the quinine is one of the things they used, and they didn't respond. As a matter of fact, they got a really high fever, and then they started bleeding out of their eyes because, and their skin, because what happens is that Ebola is a blood-thinning disease.
Okay.
It causes the blood to get so thin, it just runs out of your body, and you die from everywhere. It's like something from a monster movie. And so they found it to be so infectious that one of the fathers died, and there was five nuns, and three of them died. The problem that the government had with that disease was it killed too fast, and it wasn't a very good biological warfare agent because it wouldn't spread.
Right, right.
So they dropped it. But what happened was it did spread, and it got all the way up to Texas.
Wow.
And it was made to be carried by mosquitoes. It was designed for a mosquito to carry it because it's just a small amount of the toxin, and the mosquito bite goes directly into the blood. And it would, and one mosquito could take down, you know, several people with it.
Yeah.
It was designed to be carried by a mosquito.
But isn't that
incredible?
That's
how it got all the way to Texas, by the way. But they finally got it under control. How they got it under control was that they found in the population, let's say 100 people had it, well, maybe one person out of 100 or even one person out of 1,000 that came down with it had a natural immune gene.
Right.
To fight it. It's one out of 1,000, I think it's about what the numbers were. So they took that person's blood serum, diluted it, and made an anti-serum for it, and gradually stamped it. That got it under control again.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is always, all these things are under the auspices of the, you know, the International Health Organization, or WHO.
Yeah.
World Health Organization.
Right, right.
And now what you're trying to do is to, what you're trying to do now is to make it illegal for you to go to the store and buy fresh vegetables.
Right.
And natural things that are good for your body. They want to make that illegal.
Really?
Yeah. I forget the amendment, but it's on the table right now. It's an HR regulation where they're taking all the fresh food stuff and they're going to contain it. And you know, you just won't be able to get it like we do now. And it's amazing what they're trying to pull. I mean, you know, it's like I was listening to the radio today, and they're talking about the don't go to a big bank with a savings account because you'll get the worst interest. Go to an internet bank or, you know, a local bank. mean, to give you an example, when we banked with Wells Fargo, right?
Right.
They had me set up a savings account for one of my nonprofit corporations, Advanced Life Sciences, which has got a federal ID number.
Right.
They said, look, you put some money in the checking account, and you put some money in the savings account, and it'll build interest.
Mm-hmm.
So I just put $100 in the savings account.
Right.
Well, what happened was, instead of getting interest, because I didn't have a higher balance in the savings account, which they didn't inform me I needed to have $1,000 in there.
Right.
They started taking $15 a month out, and they got it down to zero. And then they instead of closing the account, they charged me an additional $15.96 and took that money out of one of my checking accounts. So they ripped me off for $115.96.
Wow.
Wells Fargo. And so I was on the phone this morning about that. I'm going down to the local branch. The lady that set me up with the account's no longer there, but I'm going to talk to the branch manager because the lady at Wells Fargo in the business department says, oh, our computers can't reset this. We can't do that. Our computers won't do that.
Huh.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Hitler running your computers, or the Gestapo, or you know who's running your computers these days? So I'm in the middle of that one right now. It's not
really?
About the $115.96, about the principle of it. That's my battle right now. One of them. You know
yeah.
me. I'm a scrapper. I mean,
right.
If you don't
right.
fix it, then I'm going to have to go after you a little bit.
Right.
Until
right,
something
right.
happens. So right now I'm having a little fiasco with them over this account being eventually closed, but then robbed first. And
yeah.
I think about, they got 500 or 1,000 people they do that to every month.
Really?
How many banks are getting. Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people
wow.
get hit that way, and they lose their money, and, you know, they don't have a lot, but you start multiplying the numbers. So I'm prepared to go to the Federal Banking Commission, the State Banking Commission, if I don't get results at my local branch. And I'll be down there probably tomorrow or Monday
right.
dealing with this. I got all the information here, and away I go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Such a shame.
I have to do this, or they will just, we've got to fight.
Right.
Yeah.
That's such a shame.
Okay, I'm just noticing the chat room now. So you guys heard me on the Power Hour over there. When was that Power Hour? Because I remember recording that, and I did not know when the show went because it was a canned show. So type in there on the chat room when you heard the Power Hour.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm asking the people in the chat room to do that. So anyway, I'm going to just look at all this stuff on the Internet.
Right. Is anything doing? Are we going to put on any shows? Anything happening soon?
Yeah, we got. I got a lecture in February, and Valentine's Day on the 14th, or actually the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day.
Where's
it's
that
Los Angeles Hilton. It's an aftermath of that show that you and I have done together.
Yes.
And then I've got in April. I'll be up in San Francisco. Doing the Conscious Life Expo, I think it's called now. I forget what it's
okay.
called. Yeah, that's in April. And then other than that, I don't know where I'm going. I'm thinking about, like, renting a big bus, you know, like a tour bus like we had at the Moody Blues we used to tour in.
Yes.
And getting a driver and setting up a bunch of seminars and going across the country. That's what I'm thinking of doing. Take the birds with me and just take a two-month trip.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we used to do that all the time in our own motor, big bus like we're thinking of using now. But let's see here. Oh, that was 5 years ago. Okay, there's a recent show I did. Just looking on the Internet here. I did a recent show with some group up out of Santa Barbara, I think they are. It's a big show. Quite as big as the Art Bell show, about half that size. Want to find out if that thing ever aired or not.
He was quite a guy on the radio.
Yeah. Well, back when he started out with Long John Neville back in 79. And I used to do Long John actually died in 70, and Long Don,
right.
Don did his show from 71 until he died of cancer in 79. So I was doing the show in 78 and 77
yeah.
and 76 when I first started Paradigm. That's when
yeah.
I used to talk to his wife, Candy Jones, who I wrote about in that book, who was in the front cover of a magazine right over there, Look magazine in 1943 as a
right.
supermodel and traveling with the USO, but she was a mole for the CIA, but she didn't know she was a Manchurian candidate. Found
really?
Out later, you know, under hypnosis. And a real interesting story there. But anyway, Larry King was working in the studio back there when I'd call in.
Uh-huh.
That was out of New York City. And I was out here in L.A. Paradigm was just a fledgling company then.
Right.
And I talked to Candy Jones, and then I talked to Long John. Sometimes I talked to Larry King. You know, and then after that, he took off from that network, and then he launched his – he got really – you know, in the early 80s is when he really took off.
Right.
Well, he's retired now, as you know. And,
yeah, he just retired a couple months ago.
Yeah, a month ago. I watched his last show.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I'm a Larry King junkie.
Oh,
and,
my.
And he's one of my mentors as far as how he conducts himself. His favorite,
he's really great.
His favorite three-letter word he asks anybody on the show is why. So you know that. Why. And so they want Anderson Cooper to take over, but he ain't going to do it. So they got this other guy. I saw him on there this morning, I think. They were talking to him. He might be taking over that show, but you can't replace Larry King.
Well, they're not going to replace him, first of all. I mean, the guy is just incredible.
They might get Steve Barish up there doing it.
That would be nice. I'd love to do something like that.
Well.
Yeah,
get out there and make
your book,
in
your book, The Inside Track, I find it so interesting because you have a few pages here, the new antidepressant drugs, and I was reading about that, Prozac and the different kinds of drugs that are really causing a lot of issues. And then on page 160, I think to 170,
yeah,
we're talking about people that have killed people. And this is all from these drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And that's being held back by the paper companies and, I presume, the prescription companies. And people are not being told about this schoolyard violence, a new phenomena. And it's just, it's really a shame when you start reading about this stuff, Lexapro and Celexa and,
oh, yeah.
you know, these really strong antidepressants that are causing people to do just terrible things. And,
that Lexapro was one of the newer ones. When I went up to Columbine, you know, I did a whole thing from the first schoolyard shooting down in Arkansas back, I forget what year it was, in the 95 or something.
Uh-huh.
And what was the other kid's name? All the way up to going up there when Al Gore and Janet Reno were there at Columbine. I did all my shows. I was doing Whale Radio. BBS hasn't been formed yet, so I was doing Whale Radio and a couple other regular radio shows, K-Fox and some other regular air shows that I was doing at the time, covering all this stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So then I got Mark Taylor on there, and he was shot 7 times by Dylan Klebo. And Mark Taylor knew Dylan Klebo quite well, and Eric Harris.
Right.
So then I ended up interviewing a lot of people on my shows that were involved in that whole episode up there. And that's and one of them was a lady who petitioned the FDA to take these drugs off the market, citing the cyclohexane,
right.
therapy
right.
actions.
Right.
Dr. Ann, I can't remember her last name. It's in the book. It's in one of my books. And it's actually the one you've got.
Yes.
She went to Congress with it, and it got such a bad rap that I think they've dialed it down a bit. You know, they aren't doing
right,
it
right.
bad as they were, but it's still being done. And as long as they still do it, they're going to, you know, it's continuing. Now, as far as the autism thing that occurs, Anytime you put any mercury or mercury fulmite or any form of mercury in anything as a preservative, it immediately it goes into the human brain and doesn't come out. Mercury is too heavy of a metal for the body to chelate out naturally.
Okay.
So what happens is it goes up into the brain at the synapse point, and it shuts down the firing of the synapses, you know.
Right.
Which is where the serotonin, norepinephrine, epinephrine, and corticosteroids arrive at different concerts to create consciousness and movement and motion. It starts to shut these sites down.
Right.
In the case of the, whooping cough and some of the other smallpox vaccines, the newer ones, there's so much mercury and other chemicals in it, mercury being the main one, that it accumulates gradually. It doesn't just go all at once. It starts to accumulate. Mm-hmm. So they get two or three vaccines, and now they're in trouble. And I'm not saying I'm not saying one vaccine. They don't give you one vaccine at a time at a school. They give you several.
Right,
you follow me?
Right. Yes.
So they might give you smallpox, some different, different things like whooping cough, many different things that you really don't need all at once. So they all have the same common, preservatives in them. But you get a big shot, and this stuff doesn't go away. So it gradually it settles into the brain from four or five, six vaccines given at once.
Mm-hmm.
Settles in the brain, starts shutting down the synapses in the forebrain, the front of the brain that has to do with reasoning. Okay.
Right.
And it also interrupts the left brain, right brain activities. So you, with an autistic person, you start getting muscle contraction. Okay?
Right, right.
Because the body cannot recognize the signals from the brain anymore to what muscle groups. So it causes redirection. It causes redirection of the synapses.
Yeah, right.
And so these are the things that they call autism.
Yeah.
What it is.
Yeah.
Autistic. Yeah. And we have treated a lot of autism at Paradigm.
Yes.
We've done a lot of kids. And we've been with the Priscilla Dome, the Power Dome, which are brain detoxing pyramids that get that stuff out of the brain. It's the only way to get it out because it causes it to go into an embryonic state that it was in when it was injected, which it doesn't remain in unless you reactivate it.
Right.
So we put it in the embryonic state, and then we bring it out of the body down through the liver. Now, people are detoxing this crap. Are going to have headaches. They're going to be dizzy. So they need to stop using the pyramid and use their vitamin C, vitamin E, and lots of water.
Right.
And they can stop that. So anyway, the bird's on my head now. on my hat. He's just a real mischief today. He's not like Bella, who sit on my shoulder and not say anything. This bird climbs all over the place.
Yeah.
So these are the things that happen. These different vaccines. So what you can do about it is I just gave Rebecca today a brochure, and she might want to make copies. If people call into the shop, they can, on the 800 number, they can maybe she'll make some copies of it. There is a legal way to sidestep having to take these vaccines into your kids. Religion, of course, is an easy one, but there's other ways besides that. And this is about a 25, 30-page piece of paper document that we put together, 1987, believe it or not, and it still holds up. So anyway,
well, it's amazing what people are doing. I know I have clients that their kids do not have to take vaccines. So
yeah,
thank God for that.
Yeah, you can get into some real legal issues over that.
Because
these schools are so paranoid. About that, and they think they're going to be responsible for an epidemic breakout. But
well,
they should take equal responsibility for an autistic breakout. I don't see that being brought up very much.
Well, the thing is that they get a dollar for every time a student gets a shot, so it's money, too. There's money involved in it.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible, terrible thing. It's just, the Inside Track is one of the greatest books I've ever read. I mean, it's
how long have you been reading that anyway?
I've been reading it ever since I got it. You know, it's not every day, but I pick it up and I read it, and it's a lot of fun to read.
Yeah, it's a big. I promised myself I wouldn't write such a big book again, and that thing came out pretty big.
Well, it's pretty good. I mean, even it has an article in here. In November 2005, President George Bush urged Congress to pass a $7.1 billion emergency funding to prepare for the bird flu pandemic.
Yeah, that's so Donnie Rumsfeld could have some money over there at the...
That's right. That's right. And who was involved with it was Rumsfeld.
Yeah.
His buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Just really crazy. It's obviously, once again, we have two more companies that are perfect subcontractors for the Tavistock Institute, depopulation policies.
Yeah.
There's a policy for depopulation.
Yeah,
as
I know.
As you can see, it's tremendous corruption and very obvious power and greed to control. Even our FDA could not deal with the power of the Rumsfeld dynasty.
Nope, because he took over the FDA, and his family was pretty powerful before him, too.
Well,
I remember they flew a missile into the Pentagon and tried to call it an airplane, yet they never found any bodies or airplane parts. Remember that?
That's right, that's right.
And you know why they did that?
Why?
Because they had all the records. The records are about to be exposed.
Really?
A lot of black box projects they were forcefully going to have to expose. First of all, they lost, I think it was $3 or $4 trillion. They lost like a few trillion dollars in black box.
Right.
And where that money went was in a records area.
Mm-hmm.
About this loss, and that's when that missile hit and blew up the area where all the records were, as when they pulled down Building 5 at the World Trade Center, you know, when Larry Silverstein said, pull it, down went the CIA, the NSA, and all their some of their records that were
mm-hmm.
in danger of being exposed. It all happened at once. It was a great cover-up.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I just find it so interesting that there's that kind of power that can kill people and destroy records just to keep things away from the honest folk.
Yeah, and it's called, you know, it's called false flag.
Okay.
Hitler took. I forget who when Hitler did that at the Reichstag, trying to blame some Polish upstarts.
Mm-hmm.
Start World War II, which he did anyway. I mean, and he took lessons from an Italian incident. I forget the name of what happened. It was in Italy where it was done before him. And it goes back and back and back, clear back to, you know, King Constantine and beyond.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Anyhow, we're running out of time.
Yeah. Boy, this was an interesting conversation. It's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Just looking at all the stuff on the chat room. At least it's working now. So anyway, if you want to learn more about this stuff, I would recommend the book Inside Track.
The Inside Track, yeah, it's really great.
Yeah, not that it's a good read, and I would get that Andrew, what's his name's book too, because I think that's. A good one. I ordered it right after I saw him on Anderson Cooper, and last night I saw him getting attacked. I know who his attackers are. Okay,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was Big Pharma, and I immediately bought the book off Amazon. Can't wait to read it.
Mm.
Yeah. So, anyway. Okay, put out your phone number, and then we got to get out of here because we're out
okay,
of time.
Okay, anybody that needs some help with anything, any necklaces, any stuff at all, please don't hesitate to call me, area code 585-746-8321.
And we're at 1-800-729-2603. And you're listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show back on the air. January 6, 2011. It's a brand new year. We're looking forward to brand new things. I'm sure this is going to be one heck of a year. What do you think, Steve?
You bet. Fantastic.
Exciting this year.
Yep.
Yeah, 1-800-729-2603. We're out of here. Buddy Boone, still on the air.